Tammy Kimenaw is with us. She is the transit manager at Sawin Valley Transportation. She's probably sitting there going, what have I got myself into?
There's right.
Wackos over here talking and acting like they can sing and things like that. She said she laughs at our jokes. Well, she's very kind. She's very nice. It's good to know someone thinks we're funny.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just we entertain ourselves, and that's not that much fun. Tammy is with us to talk about what's going on with Sawin Valley Transportation. So, well, first of all, Tammy, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks
it's
for
nice
coming
to be
in.
Here.
And I will turn it over to Chad, and he's going to grill you with lots of very difficult questions that
yes.
I'm sure you just have never heard before. No, I'm just kidding.
We will try to not make this any more painful than necessary, Tammy. But, you know, I've got you in here now, and now you're ours.
And she's cornered,
and
so
we've
she can't get away.
Right. But anyway, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time this morning. So tell us, first of all, how did you come to be involved with Sawin Valley Transportation?
Well, a little over a year ago, I was approached to become the chairman for the development team in Jewell County. So I took that role on and got around 10 people to serve on that committee. And a little over a year later, we began transportation in Jewell County and collaborated with Mitchell County and Osborne County.
That's great. So what kind of services, just give me a little detail, you know, overall, what kind of service you guys provide and how you go about doing that?
All right. We provide 5-day-a-week service, transportation service from 8 to 5. We like that people call in and give us a 24-hour notice for trips. It can be for any reason. Of course, medical takes precedence over anything. But we pick people up at school, we take people to piano lessons, we take people to the grocery store, anything that might meet their needs, we do.
And what kind of range do you guys travel in? I know that when I heard you guys give a presentation at the city council meeting in Beloit here a few weeks ago, you talked about going to Saline on a very regular basis, sometimes taking people to appointments in places like Wichita. You know, what all kind of destinations, what kind of range basically, you know, around the area do you guys travel to and for what different purposes?
Right. Them long distance trips that we generally take mostly are for medical, there has been times that we've taken people to the airport or picked people up at the airport, just depending on what their need is.
Mm-hmm. And what do you guys charge for a trip like that?
Well, out of county, it's $4 for round trip, and in county, it's $2.
So you guys, anywhere in county, so that's for Mitchell or Jewell or within any of the counties in the system, the three, the Jewell, Mitchell, and Osborne County.
Right. Well, within your county.
Within your own county.
It's $2. If you go out of county, say you would be in Jewell County and travel into Mitchell County, then that would be $4.
So. And then when you guys receive those suggested donations for those trips, then you're reimbursed like sometimes 2 and 3 times over by the state. Is that correct?
Right. So
can you explain to me a little bit more about how that works? Because okay. that's important for you guys in terms of your funding that you received to be able to provide
right.
that service at such a low cost to the user.
Right. Well, we have a suggested donation of, like I said, in county, $2, out of county, $4. If you would like to give an additional donation, that money goes towards our grant, and we get triple that amount from the state and federal government.
So if somebody utilizes Sawin Valley Transportation and they go from Beloit to Mankato, you guys would charge $4. If they gave you 10, you're going to receive, ultimately, when it's all said and done, that 10 is going to be turned into $30.
Well, actually, that would be split up.
Okay, so it'd be the difference is
what
you
would
gain.
It would be the difference is what we would gain.
So that leftover $6, say, out of that 10, minus your 4 mm-hmm. for the travel, then that $6 would get multiplied through grants and things like that through the state.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then you guys also schedule sometimes ahead of time trips to special events, and you've got a few of those coming up. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yes, we do. We actually have 3 trips planned to the Kansas State Fair. The first one is September 11th, and then the next one's the 14th, and then the 17th. And we'll be providing transportation to and from there. Approximately, we'll be leaving the Beloit, from the Beloit Senior Center at 8 o'clock on them days. If you would be interested in knowing more about the trips to Hutchison, just contact us. We have a toll-free number. It's 844-493-3748. And we'll give you that information where we'll be picking everyone up from. And then we're headed on September 22nd to the Senior Fair in Salina. We still have seats available for that event.
Okay, great. That sounds like a good time. State Fair coming up, give an opportunity for some folks to get down that way that might otherwise not be able to attend. So that's great you guys are able to do that. And then is there a cost or a suggested donation for those trips like that to the State Fair? Or
it's $4.
Okay, it's $4. Again, that was the one thing that really kind of blew me away when you guys gave your presentation over there in Beloit a few weeks ago was how, you know, cost, you know, inexpensive, I guess, overall it is to people. So, because you guys have got, what, 7 vehicles in your fleet and 14 or so drivers that are employed by Solomon Valley Transportation, is that right?
Yes, we do. And then we have a 14-passenger bus as well.
So you'll be using that, like, on the longer trips, like, to the
yes.
fair and things
mm-hmm.
like that. Well, that's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add that maybe we didn't get you asked or that you'd like everybody to know?
Just give us a call. We'd like to provide, and I just want to reiterate that we are general public transportation. We're for any age and for any reason.
Is there a website anybody could go to? Or any other way of getting information other than giving a phone call?
Actually, we have a Facebook.
Okay.
SVT is on Facebook, so you can go there and leave us a message, and we'll get in contact with you.
Is it a situation where you only have, obviously, so many seats? Let's say you go to the state fair. Is it a situation where if you end up having more than, say, originally you were going to take a bus down there,
mm-hmm.
but then you're going to have more than the bus can hold, then you can go ahead and make the adjustment and say, okay, we got another vehicle, can take people there. It's very easy to do that and make those adjustments on the fly?
Yes. At this time, our plans are just to you know, get the bus seats full.
Sure.
And then we'll see what the need is from there on.
Yeah. $4, I can burn that in about, 15 miles, depending on the vehicle you've got. So I think it's a pretty good deal for people that need assistance in being transported to certain events. It's a tremendous service you provide.
Yeah. And, you know, we're handicapped vehicles as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another good service that people that, you know, need help to get around, we provide that as well.
Feels good to help people, doesn't it?
It feels great to help people.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do in Solomon Valley Transportation. And I think one of the reasons Chad wanted to have you on today is that some people might not be aware of everything that you guys do. And I know that Stephanie Simmons has talked about it before in various functions. And it does blow you away because it's grown and it's grown and it's grown. I remember they tried to get it kickstarted so many years ago. And like, okay, we hope this is going to work. It's going to take some time to build it. And it actually took off a lot faster than I think they ever imagined.
Right.
And that tells you there's a really big need for it. So thank you for providing that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tammy Kiminala, Transit Manager, Solomon Valley Transportation, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health System.